No matter who wins the election this fall, one thing is for certain. The next president of the United States faces a huge challenge: how to fix this nation's standing in the world. Derek Shearer is a professor at Occidental College and was an ambassador during the Clinton administration. He recently asked his students to come up with some guidance for the 44th president. Their report is called Rebranding America, and we're joined now by Professor Shearer, along with his student, Ian Henry, who's here with us in Los Angeles, and another student, Matt Hunter, who joins us from Washington, D.C. Welcome, all three of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Professor Shearer, how exactly did this project come about?
Well, I usually teach courses in what I call how the world works, how decision making is made in Washington, and I try not to tell the students how the world ought to be. I leave that to them. But a number of students came to me, and they were sort of so upset about the current administration and the low standing of the U.S. in the world, and they said, couldn't we have a course in how the world ought to be run? So I agreed, but I said we had to do it very seriously and analytically. So first, I had them read a number of books by experts who were giving advice to the next president, so what American strategy ought to be after Bush. And then after we analyzed that, I said, now I want you, the students, to break up into teams and come back and write memos to the next president about what he or she actually ought to do to change America's standing in the world.
And what was your particular topic, Ian, that you and Matt focused on?
Well, the topic that Matt and I focused on was Iraq. And, I mean, that's obviously it's a broad topic, and it was one that very few of the other students in the class really wanted to approach because we know there's no easy answers. What we came to, and it's interesting because when we began, Matt was actually advocating for adding more troops. I was advocating for a sooner withdrawal. And what we came to is that the best strategy is really a measured withdrawal. We put a firm end date on it. And we want, you know, points to be based on, withdrawal points to be based on strategic military goals. And it's really fascinating because we come from opposite ends of the political spectrum. It came to pretty much, you know, very, very similar stance.
Ian, it sounds like you're taking the position that has been advocated for by Senator Obama, who we should mention actually attended Occidental College. Matt, what about you? You say that you're the Republican in the crowd. So how did you feel about this strategy that they came up with?
I was tremendously impressed with the job that General Petraeus has done, and I supported the invasion. I still do, but Ian and I guess, got together and had what I call the Arnold Schwarzenegger negotiation meeting, and had a cigar and talked about what we had read, and we had this disagreement, but were able to formulate something we could all be happy with.
Matt, you've kind of been a bit of the lone man in this situation. This report kind of goes off the premise that this current administration has really worsened our reputation in the world. How is that for you to hear?
You know, I don't think it's something that you can be tremendously concerned about on a day-to-day basis. I do believe that history will exonerate the Bush administration, in my opinion, and I think I differ from my colleagues here. The damage to the U.S. reputation is overrated, and second, not necessarily a bad thing.
Ian, this fall you're going to be interning at the United Nations. Here you guys have come up with this game plan. Mm-hmm. Do you plan on taking any of that with you this fall?
Of course. I mean, I plan to take this this strategy with me, and more than that, the work and the collaboration that's gone into it. And, you know, I mean, going on what Matt said, and he really has the courage to stand alone among our group, as one that isn't concerned with what happened during the last, you know, 8 years or so. You know, I really do see that after, you know, after 9/11, after the tragedy there, we had a tremendous amount of goodwill. And it seems to me that it's been squandered.
And Alex, you know, you're getting a flavor from the students back and forth, the kind of debates we had in class. But what ultimately I said to them is we're not going to debate the past. And I told them if you did a good job, I would send it to all the campaign advisors. And so it has gone to Obama's people or McCain's people. And there have been inquiries from all over the world about the report. And people are downloading it and reading it all over the world.
A lot of the suggestions in this report are very practical ones. One of the ones I particularly liked was in the section on oil and energy. You suggest that all U.S. political envoys drive hybrids. Now, I think that sounds like a great idea. How realistic do you think it is? And how much do you think something like that will suddenly make everybody else across the world think, oh, hey, U.S., they're doing an all right job now. Ian, what do you think?
I mean, what we were trying to do with most of these pieces is have things that can actually be implemented. And when taken together, I mean, that was just a fresh idea that somebody had. Whether that on its own is going to have, you know, some watershed difference, I don't know.
But taken together. As a former ambassador, I can tell you it sends a message to the world that the next administration, whether it's McCain or Obama, takes environmental issues and global warming seriously. And not only are we going to have different cards for our diplomats, but we're also going to re-engage the world on this environmental issue.
Professor Shearer, how realistic is it for the next president to really, truly be able to change the image of this country within the world?
I've gotten an interesting response. Some foreign policy experts have come back to me and said, your students have shown that this isn't really rocket science, that smart undergraduates can figure out this practical policy just as well as, and maybe better, than the experts who like to have grand theories and, you know, big explanations for things. Because it is pretty clear the world wants America to lead, but they don't want us to dominate.
Derek Shearer is a professor at Occidental College. Ian Henry and Matt Hunter are students there. Their project is called Rebranding America. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Thank you very much.